Hi, and welcome back to the Business News Hour. If you're driving home, be careful out there, would you please? It's doggone cold. We had to climb back into our Wayback Machine for this small business spotlight that we did last year with Chris Bump from the Fireplace Superstore. We thought it would be appropriate this time of year. It's cold outside, and why not talk about fireplaces and other unique things that they have on Douglas Avenue in Urbandale? Here is Chris Bump from the Fireplace Superstore.
Inside on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Iowa Computer Repair. Keeping your business running, iowacomputerrepair.com. And the Strudel House, an Austrian restaurant and bakery, the taste of Europe in Des Moines, strudelhouse.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our small business spotlight today shines on the Fireplace Superstore. It's based in Urbandale, and this is a business that's been in business now for over 40 years, selling some really specialized goods. And with us in studio to talk about that is our friend Chris Bump, our new friend Chris Bump. We just met last week. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So tell us a little bit. You know, 40 years in the business, that's a long time for a family-owned company to be around.
Well, my father started the business back in 1977, and back then it was wood-burning stoves.
That's it, right?
Yeah. You know, it was the height of the energy crisis, and so everybody was wanting some sort of alternative means to heat their houses, and so got into wood stoves, and we rode that for a good little while up into the mid-80s when we got into conventional fireplaces, you know, wood burners going into new homes and remodels, and that kind of evolved into gas fireplaces, and now
now there's electric.
Well, there's a little that's a good part of the business, but gas is still probably 70% of the business out there.
I was surprised. You know, I've seen these houses, and they're kind of cool. You know, they have these fireplaces that are electric, but they give heat off, but they look like flames.
The electric units, you'll see that more in ancillary rooms.
Right.
So dens, bedrooms, that kind of thing.
Kind of an ambiance thing.
Correct. Yeah. When you get into the main living areas of the houses, you're still seeing a lot more of the prime gas, both the traditional look with logs and that. And then you see a ton of them now where they're more contemporary look where there's, they call them linear fireplaces. They're shorter and wider, and they'll have kind of a crushed glass media in the bottom. That's been real popular.
That is kind of neat, isn't it? And all kinds of changes in this industry. You also sell pelletized stoves of some kind?
You know, and that's a product that kind of market fluctuates on. Right now, it's not terribly popular because the price of propane's pretty low.
It's a
rural-driven, which obviously I was a pretty rural state, but that's a very rural-driven product. And you know, if corn goes very low, propane goes very high, pellet product gets very popular. For the last good little while now, propane's been low, corn's been fairly high, so not a ton of interest in that. More of the cordwood product going into that type of market now where you can go down and cut down conventional trees and make that product
make
work.
It work. Chris Bump is his name. We are doing the small business spotlight on the Fireplace Superstore. What brands do you guys carry?
Our primary brand in the fireplace end is Heat and Glow.
That's been around for a long time.
Heat and Glow's been around since the early 70s.
Yeah.
They were the inventors of the high-efficient gas fireplace. They were bought by Hahn Industries out of Muscatine here back in the late 90s. And Hahn's kind of like the General Motors of the fireplace industry. They own four or five brands, but Heat and Glow is their flagship line. And we also do a little bit of Quadrifier wood-burning appliances, and then some Manessen gas as well. And then obviously a broad spectrum of patio lines. We'd need more than the time allotted to get into each of those
brands. Exactly. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because if you're pre-planning your springtime or your summertime, maybe now's the time to at least take a gander at what's out there in the world of outside seating and patio seating. And that is an industry that has really changed.
A huge difference. When we got into the patio business, we moved into the previous new location back in 1998. We ended up with an extra 5,000 or 6,000 square feet that we dedicated to outdoor furniture. Now in our new building, the outdoor furnishings area is almost 20,000 square feet. And you know, when we got into it, it was all domestic manufacturers. Lots of companies building furniture in Florida, and in we had a big factory in Minnesota. And now as the globalization, the word of the week. But as that has taken over, we've got a lot more imported product, and then cross import and domestic product. So you end up with a much broader spectrum, more of the deep seating cushion stuff. Poly.
For those of us who grew up with those aluminum web frame folding chairs in the backyard, the new look and the new opportunities for luxury in your backyard are astounding.
Well, I had those too.
You did too.
Folded them up in the back of the car. They were great. Go watch fireworks at Sec Taylor. Out in the backyard now, if you're using those, you're in the dark ages.
That's right.
The new thing is the big deep seating, big cushion lounge chairs around a fire pit. Boy, it's tough to beat. We sell a lot of them,
it
and
is.
The folks that have them love them.
It is. We have a set, and my bride would much rather hang out outside in the even sometimes the inclement weather, you know, when it gets a little cool, and just kind of hang around the fireplace.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Chris Bump is our guest. We're talking about the Fireplace Superstore. It's in our small business spotlight, located, by the way, in Urbandale, just east of I-35 and 80. And west of Homemakers. That's interesting. You guys are smack dab in the middle of all that action.
We kind of planned it that way. Back in the mid-90s, when my father was looking for a location to build a building, Homemakers was just contemplating their main remodel, and they were putting the exit in on Douglas, and he thought, hey,
why not?
This would be a pretty good spot for a building.
Let's get back to fireplaces. This time of the year, you know, our minds do tend to go there. We have a stove. Wood-burning stove in one of the three-season porches that we have, and the house that we're in was built back in '66, I think it was. So some of those, and there's gas fireplaces in the place, or gas starters, I think it is, and you can also use wood in there. There's a lot of evolution in those type of inserts too, aren't there?
Well, we're doing a lot of now situations like yours where you've got an old wood-burning fireplace, especially with a gas starter, because that makes life easy, is to come in and do what we call a high-efficient gas insert. And that's like a small, high-efficient gas fireplace that sits back into your old wood burner. We drop two little liners down the inside of the chimney. So like a high-efficient furnace where it pulls the air, it burns in, puts the exhaust back out, except this all happens right inside the old fireplace. Hook up the gas, hook up the electric, and now you've got a very high heat output, push the button and the fire comes on type of appliance in the location of the old fireplace. You don't have to do very much.
So there's not a whole lot of reconstruction.
We're in and out of there usually in 6 to 8 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
one day job.
Fabulous. And so folks that have existing fireplaces that they may not be using because they're just not sure of the quality or the safety, or it's just not been used in a long time, because who wants to drag wood through the pile carpet anyway? So one of these inserts, huh? Is
that? We do a lot of them. That's one of the big fall-winter business. And you go in and you look and see what they've got. Most of the time they've got something that's fairly easy to adapt over. So taking and putting the high-efficient insert into there creates a much more usable area. Now you don't have this hole in the wall that you just look at. Now you can push the
actually
red button.
Actually use it.
Right. Push the red button. The fire comes on. It makes the room warm. Hey, what a novel concept.
What a concept. I know when I was wandering around through the Fireplace Superstore last week, you not only have the fireplaces, but you can also, do you help people design places to put a fireplace?
We do some of that. Yeah. We'll work with some local contractors, and if you don't have anything at all on this big empty wall in your house, and you think, boy, this would be a great spot for a fireplace, we handle the mechanical portion of it. We'll come in and get the gas configured, the electric configured, fireplace in, venting, and then a local contractor, somebody like Oakwood Construction, High Caliber Construction, two companies that we've worked with real recently, they'll come in and they'll do the rest of the trim work around it and yeah, make this beautiful addition to your home.
Yeah, and it does. It also increases the value of your home. Now, there for a long time, people were afraid to have fireplaces in their homes because of insurance issues, but more modern technology, I suspect, has taken care of that.
With gas fireplaces, there's no real issues that way. I mean, the biggest problem with wood-burning appliances is frankly, you. You could be a sane, responsible wood burner, or you can be a raging pyromaniac. And your insurance company doesn't know, right? So they got to treat you like you're an idiot because you might be. Where with a gas fireplace, every time you push the button, the fire comes on exactly the way the engineer designed it to. It burns exactly the same way. So the insurance companies think these gas fireplaces are fantastic because they
takes the idiot out.
It takes the idiot out, right. Very safe.
There you go. If you got a wood fireplace, ladies and gentlemen, your insurance company suspects that you're an idiot. I like that. That's really good.
Well, you might be.
Yeah. You might be. Yeah. Who knows? His name, it's not me. This is Chris talking about this stuff. His name is Chris Bump, and we're talking about the Fireplace Superstore. Okay. So along with fireplaces, along with patio sets, you've got a couple of other interesting things over there that I saw as I was wandering around kicking the furniture. Bar stools?
We do a couple lines of custom bar stools. We do two custom wood bar stool lines and then a custom metal bar stool line from Canada. What we found was that there was no and this is one of those things where the old man, again, looking
fell
around.
Into it?
Well, it was looking around and trying to find some good bar stools. And you either go to some of the home centers and you buy more or less factory junk, you know, that is exactly this way. Or you go to some place where you get custom stuff where your bar stools are $600-700 a pop. There was nothing in between. And so we went and sourced a few lines to give us some good access to some middle-priced customizable bar stools. And I tell you what, they're a great product. And they're definitely a growing business for us. It's something that you can't get anywhere else.
All right. And then one final thing that I happened to notice, grills. What goes better with patio furniture than grill?
We were in grills before we were in furniture. We kind of came into it the other direction. But we're a huge Weber dealer, probably the biggest in the state. Do a lot with Weber charcoal, with Weber Genesis gas grills, which that'll be exciting. We'll have to have you out in the spring because Weber's got a brand new series of Genesis grills coming out. First redesign in the better part of 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Charcoal gas?
In the gas units.
Yeah, in the gas units.
Yeah, the charcoal, the big new one there was the Weber Summit charcoal, which is a little bit like a green egg Kamado-style grill, except more with the Weber system, kind of an air insulation. It's a pretty cool charcoal grill. But the gas one is such a big part of the market in grills. That's the one we're real excited about.
What I think is kind of cool is now they are making charcoal grills that are not only the charcoal grills, but you can do an ancillary smoker with them at the same time.
In a lot of those, like the green eggs are fantastic that way. These Weber Summit charcoals are great that way. They're designed where they're so controllable that if you want to have a very low temperature and smoke, carry on. If you want to have a very high temperature and make a pizza on it, you can do that too. So you've got a lot of flexibility in those grills that you know you didn't used to have back in the old days.
It's interesting you should say pizza on the grill because I had never had that, and we were at a birthday party with my son's. And he did pizza on the grill. Fabulous.
If you get it set up right, it's very crispy on the crust. Yeah, it's pretty outstanding. Smoky flavor. If you never had it before, try it.
Got to go that way. His name is Chris Bump, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fireplace Superstore, located for a long time now in Urbandale. Were you any place before you were in Urbandale?
The original location was down at 411 Railroad Place.
Oh, my.
And then we moved from there to 6141 63rd Street, which is across from Willow Creek. Then we were in on 104th and Hickman. And then since 98, we've been up at the corner of 109th and Douglas.
So did your dad, Steve, did he have you schlepping things around, you know, carry this over here, carry that over here? Hey, son, we're moving again.
You know, I guess I lucked out on the first two because I think second move happened, I was like 13. So, yeah, I schlepped some stuff, but not too much. But, yeah, the last two of them, yeah, there's been a whole lot of that.
Enjoyable time with Chris Bump, ladies and gentlemen. Urbandale's Fireplace Superstore. One of the things I think, and your father the other day was talking about this, and one of the things people need to understand, this is a family-owned store. This is not a chain.
A lot of people think because of the size of the building and the way we set up that you know, we're part of the Fireplace Superstores chain, when in fact there isn't one. we're it, guys. We are the only one, and yes, it's our business. We own the building. We own the company.
All right. His name is Chris Bump, ladies and gentlemen. You can see him almost every day of the week hanging out at the Fireplace Superstore on Douglas, correct?
That is correct.
In Urbandale. Thanks so much for coming in.
Appreciate Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
All right. We've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks go up, down, and why did they do whatever they did? We'll have all the details when we take a look at those numbers. And then, coming up, we've got Maureen Berger. She's going to be talking about being a very competent presenter. That's all coming up on the Business News Hour.